Monday, June 1st. Imagine, we're in June already. And tonight, the elders are going to meet and talk about a plan to re-enter. Can't tell you much more than that just now, but we do have a plan, and the elders will discuss that plan tonight. Don't expect push the green button and everybody comes back. It won't be that kind of plan. We will inevitably have to do it carefully and slowly, and taking into consideration a lot of issues, for sure. But like you, I'm getting a little impatient and can't wait for this season to be over. We miss you so much. Grateful for the texts and emails and phone calls that you're making. If you are listening and we have in some way neglected you, and that's all too possible, please reach out to us. We also want to pray for a few now increasing numbers in our church who have COVID-19, and a couple of them are in hospital. And do be vigilant in praying that this season will come to a close soon. Now, this week, I want us to return to the Psalms, and I'm going to walk through, we've already done the first Psalm, so I want to look at Psalms 2, 3, 4, and 5 this week, and beginning today with Psalm 2. Now, yesterday, if you were listening to the morning service, I was preaching on Peter and John, but especially Peter in Acts chapter 4, and the moment when they get imprisoned and told not to preach in the name of Jesus. But what got them into trouble was Peter's robust sermon, in which he quotes from the second Psalm, in a sermon to predominantly a Jewish audience, who are upset by Peter's insistence that the second Psalm was in fact about Jesus. It's a messianic Psalm. And, actually the Psalm ends the way the first Psalm begins. And the first Psalm begins with two roads, one that leads to destruction and one that leads to life. And the second Psalm also speaks of the wrath of God that is kindled, and blessed are all who take refuge in him. So two kinds of people. And I wanted to draw attention just to the final verse of the Psalm. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. The way of refuge, the way of security, the way to have peace with God, the way to be assured that our sins are completely forgiven, is to be in a very special relationship with the Son, God's Son, his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus. And the imagery of the psalm is that we should kiss him, a kiss of homage, like someone would do to a king. They would get on their knees, perhaps, and kiss their feet, or their hand, or something. You can imagine that image. But it's an image that says we need to be in a very special relationship with the Son. So this week, today especially, as you go about your business, as perhaps you're still taking measures to be cautious in your home, those of you who are still at work and for whom your life hasn't changed a great deal, walk in union and communion with Jesus today. And may the Lord bless you.